So get yourself in a comfortable position. And typically the recommendations are to be in a position that supports your alertness. So typically that would be upright and a feeling of being supported, while at the same time relaxed. So it's really a balance of being alert and relaxed. And that's really the balance we want throughout the whole process. So just establish a position that works for you, and then make a conscious decision what to do with your hands, your feet, your gaze, whether eyes are going to be open or closed. And then allow your body first to simply relax. It can be helpful to scan the body for tension and allow muscles to relax, allow the body to relax. Starting with the forehead, notice these muscles, notice any tension, allow them to relax. The eyes, the areas around the eyes, cheeks, the jaws. Neck, shoulders, torso, on down through the body. Now bring your focus on your breathing. Really focus on the sensation of breathing, how it feels physically. And here you can use the tips of your nostrils, your abdomen, or the overall rhythm of the entire body as you breathe, and simply pick a method and let your mind rest on the breathing. Just be aware of how it feels as you inhale, and then as you exhale. Simply feel the breath as it comes in your body and as it leaves your body. Without interpreting or evaluating, simply be with the sensations. If your mind wanders, that's not a problem. Simply acknowledge that. Relax and release the identification with the thoughts and simply come back to the breathing. So recognize the mind has wandered. release the thoughts and relax, come back. And that same process applies to any distraction. Could be a physical discomfort, an emotional response, could be boredom, anything, noises in your environment. Any distraction, simply acknowledge it, relax, release, and return. If you feel your mind or your body relaxing, relax deeper into this. Allow yourself to relax as fully as possible, while at the same time remaining aware and alert. It's not spacing out. And let your focus be light, like a feather. So lightly allow your mind to rest on the breathing. Whether your mind wanders once or a billion times is not a problem. Sharon Salzberg says the practice is really not focusing on the breath. It's really what we do when we have not focused on the breath. How are we with ourselves? And at that point, we want to cultivate an attitude of gentleness and curiosity, and gently bring ourselves back, just as you would coax a puppy or an infant. And let go of any expectations of what you should be experiencing and simply be with whatever you're experiencing. And gradually allow your attention to come back to your body and your surroundings. Open your eyes when you're ready, if they're closed. Be aware that the meditation is ending. And just pause for a moment and give yourself a little bit of appreciation for taking some minutes out of your busy day to do something self-nourishing. Realizing that you did not have to do this. All right. How was that for you? Sorry, I have you muted, so hold on. I'm sorry, I had you muted. Let me unmute you, sorry.
Huh?
Sorry, I had you muted. How was that for you?
It was great, it was great. I really enjoyed it. It's probably good you had me muted. My dog wanted to participate. It was funny because she didn't pay any attention to any of it while we were talking. And then as soon as we started the meditation practice, she gets in my lap and she's looking at the phone. And
yeah.
She's silly. But no, it was great. So much.
Yeah. Did any challenges or?
Also,
you were with somebody else.
Just the mind wandering, you know, but I think it was helpful with the things that you said as far as bringing it back and, you know, just kind of being aware of it. And it was helpful. And I like the comparing it to like a child or like right. How child or something that kind of made it, I don't know, it kind of made more sense and it gave me a different way to look at it. It was nice.
Yeah, great. Sometimes we're really hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
we want to be really gentle like we would like have fairly small children. Like if my children were two running out in the street, you don't like yell at them, you know, you just
yeah
gently corral them back. So that's kind of the attitude we want to have towards ourselves.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
All right. Well, thanks for participating.
Yes.
And do I have your permission to post this? I didn't stop it after the
meditation, sure.
So this little conversation we're having will be posted as well. So.
Okay, of course. Yes.
All right. Well, let me know if you have any questions, and see you next Monday.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.